Yeah, a lot of people are fed up and tired at the way that things have been. Yesterday, the feds announced their budget, $52.9 billion in new spending over 5 years. The deficit is almost $40 billion. This morning, Greg Brady had Pierre Poilievre, leader of the Conservative Party, on to talk to him about how he feels about the budget and other things. Of course, it was quite predictable, but it's interesting because Greg closed off the interview with one question for Pierre Poilievre, and it was this.
You get a hypothetical phone call after we hang up, and it's Jagmeet Singh, NDP leader, and he says, should I vote for this budget and support it, or should I not support it? What would you tell him to do?
Vote no. Vote for the people who elected you. Jagmeet was supposed to represent the working class, lunch pocket, union hall workers, but instead he sold them out and voted for Trudeau to keep Trudeau in power, to tax your food, punish your work, take your money, double your housing cost, and unleash crime and chaos in your community.
All right, that's quite a statement. And so we've got Jagmeet Singh, leader of the NDP, on to respond. Jagmeet, he is framing you in a pretty unflattering light. How do you respond to Pierre Poilievre?
Well, look at what's in the budget and what Pierre Poilievre is going to vote against. First of all, he didn't even look at it before he decided he wanted to vote against it. I'm saying I'm going to take a look at it before I make a decision. So that's one big difference. I think you'd trust someone who's going to say, let me look at this thing before I decide how I'm going to vote, versus someone who says, I'm going to vote against it no matter what. In addition, this budget is going to have school lunch program for kids. So he's against that. We know he's against that. He's always said he's against it. How is he going to justify that to working class people who are struggling with the cost of food? And he's against a school food program for kids when we're the only country in the G7 that doesn't have a program like that. How is he going to justify voting against diabetes medication for millions of Canadians who are struggling to afford that because cost of living is so high? And diabetes medication should have always been covered in our healthcare system. He's going to vote against that. How does he justify voting against a renter's protection fund, which is going to keep people in their home, protect them from big corporate landlords that are scooping up affordable housing and rent evicting people? In Toronto, we know that's a serious issue. He's going to have to justify why he's voting against renters, why he's voting against working class people who need help with their kids going to school.
Jagmeet, in all fairness, I think he's already decided how he's just going to justify it. He's going to axe the tax. He's going to get rid of the carbon tax. And that carbon tax is costing us a lot. Tomorrow, we're going up gas-wise by 14%.
And that has nothing to do with, we just heard the reason why. They say they're switching from summer gas.
Yes, but if we got rid of the carbon tax, we'd be down 16% at the pumps.
Listen, this is the evidence in front of us. Oil and gas companies are making record profits. They're making more money than they've ever made before. They're gouging people at the pumps. You'll never hear Pierre Poilievre talk about that. Corporate grocery stores are also making record profits. They're gouging people because they're making record profits. You never hear Poilievre talk about that. You know why? Because his chief strategist is a leading lobbyist for the biggest corporate grocery store in our country. Corporate greed is actually driving up our cost of living. When it comes to housing, corporate landlords, right now a recent report came out for Toronto that the vast majority of rental units are owned by a small number of rich investors. Corporate greed is driving up the cost of living.
And I hear what you're saying, Jagmeet, but we also need corporations to invest in Canada because they hire people and keep people employed. So there has to be a fine balance.
That. But they can't rip people off. And if they're ripping people off so badly, that is the leading reason why our prices for food, we've conclusively found, the Competition Bureau has confirmed that grocery stores, corporate grocery stores, have jacked up their profits, their profit margins, while people are struggling for food. You'll never hear Pierre Poilievre talk about that because he's not actually interested in bringing down the price of food. He's not interested in bringing down the price of things that people are struggling with.
Okay,
he's
but how has the Trudeau government brought down the price of food? Because they've been in charge for 9 years and you're helping prop them up.
They're a colossal failure on this. But the only reason why anything is being done that actually gives people a break is because of us. We're covering school food programs. That's us. New Democrats forced the government.
But if groceries were cheaper, in your own argument, you wouldn't have to do that.
100%. And we are committed to taking on the corporate grocery stores that are ripping off people. But Pierre Poilievre and Justin Trudeau aren't. We're the only ones that are calling them out. I brought Galen Weston, the CEO of Metro, the CEO of Sobeys. I brought them to committee to say, how dare you rip off people? I was the only leader present. Pierre Poilievre didn't show up. Justin Trudeau didn't show up. I'm the only one fighting corporate greed.
But they knew. But how did that?
In their pockets.
But what happened with that? Because clearly it was kind of theater, and they both knew it. There's been no change.
Well, the thing is I'm the only one who's fighting them. And now what I'm fighting for, and I presented a law, a bill on this point, that I want to take on the corporate greed by making sure there's severe penalties in place when these rich CEOs rip off people. We saw them do that with the cost of bread. In 2018, there was bread price fixing. These large corporate grocery stores and big bread producers colluded to jack up the price of our bread. And they collectively made $5 billion in profits. And guess how much they made in fines? The fines for ripping off people were in the millions of dollars, a rounding error for them. I put in place legislation. I presented it in Parliament to say, let's give them a penalty of triple the benefit they accrue. So if they made $5 billion ripping off people, let's put in a penalty of $15 billion and let's see them try to do it again. We have to take on corporate greed. That is the only way to bring down food. Pierre Poilievre is not going to do it. Justin Trudeau is not going to do it.
Do you worry that you're not getting the credit for things that you're taking credit for? You say these are, NDP programs that have been set up, and because you're supporting the Trudeau government, he's gone along with it. Do you worry that maybe people are not seeing that you're behind it here?
Well, people are tired of the Liberals. They know that they're out of gas and out of steam. They have no ideas. So people, it's not hard to convince them to say, hey, the only reason why they're doing these things is because we force them. Like, you know what? You're right. We've been able to use our power over the past 2 years. We've been able to bring in significant things. Dental care for seniors. Seniors are going to get their teeth looked after. People know that we made that happen. The pharmacare, to give free birth control and free diabetes medication. People know that we're the ones that force the Liberals to do that. And it's not hard to believe. We've seen, before we were in that position, before that, in the previous 7 years, the Liberals weren't getting things done for people. We're just using the majority and not really responding to the needs of people. Since we've had the opportunity, we've really pushed and gotten more out of them for people. We've made Ottawa work better for people, and people can see that. It's
can they see
that,
Jugmeet? Because I'm looking at the latest Abacus polling data, and if there was an election held today, 44% of committed voters would vote Conservatives, Liberals at 24. You guys are at 17. It doesn't look like it's reflected in the polls.
Well, people know when we talk to them about what's been done so far, and we've got this done for people. And ultimately, you know, we're in this business because we want to make a difference in people's lives.
Are That's you not worried, though, that you're also getting blamed for all of Trudeau's mistakes?
And Justin Trudeau should be blamed for the mistakes they made. They've been the ones in power.
By propping them up, you're still getting blamed because you're part of it.
What we've been doing is forcing them to do things that they wouldn't otherwise done. And Canadians know that. We've been forcing them to bring in things that have made people's lives better. What can Pierre Poilievre show for having been in a minority government? What has he done? What has he done with all that time, all the effort that he's been there? Has he made any difference in people's lives? I can point to significant things. We brought in 10 paid sick days for federal workers. We brought in childcare legislation to help people with the affordability of childcare. We brought in pharmacare. We brought in dental care. I mean, we're bringing in things that make people's lives better. We're using our power for people. What can Pierre Poilievre say? What's his track record?
Okay, Pierre Poilievre has all his talking notes ready to go, and they're quite sloganized, and they're ready to go. But let me ask you this. I think he has huge results, and I think it's no secret
he's
that
no
he's
results.
Gaining.
No, it's factual. He's got no results over these past 2 years.
No, but he's been gaining in the polls as far as he's going to be.
What he's done is
he's got people's attention. But let me just ask you this.
Well, someone who's hungry and struggling for food, and he says to them, I'm not going to give you your kids a school lunch program. I mean, that's pretty.
But you're putting words into his mouth. He's not saying that.
Yeah, he is. He's openly said he's opposed to it. He's openly voted against it. His votes speak for themselves. He's voted against a school lunch program. How can someone claim that they care about working class people struggling with the cost of food when we're the only G7 nation, I'm talking Germany, France, UK, even the United States, has a school food program in place for kids? We're saying Canada should do the same thing, like all the other G7 nations. Kids shouldn't go to school hungry. He's against that. What kind of monster is against kids getting a meal at school? Pierre Poilievre, clearly.
Trudeau government is on life support right now. So, I mean, it sounds like they are because you're propping them up and you're the one that's focusing on Pierre Poilievre and what he says and what he can't do. So if that's the case, where's the red line? What is it going to take for you to pull the plug?
Our goal is to fight for people. So we're using the power we have to get the most possible out of this government for people. So we're getting things done. We're forcing this tired, out of steam Liberal government that wouldn't do anything for people. We're forcing them to act. That's something that I'm proud of. That's the whole reason why I got into politics. I didn't get into it to make a show and to make noise in the corner. I wanted to improve people's lives concretely. We can say that millions of people are now getting their teeth fixed because of us. Millions of people are going to get their diabetes medication because of us. Millions of women are going to be able to access to birth control. I believe in those things. I'm making a difference in people's lives. That's my goal. And then I'm going to make the case that a new Democrat prime minister could do so much more for people. And we're going to make the case that liberals are out of steam. They're out of touch. And make the case that conservatives are going to cut the things that you need.
But if they're out of steam and they're out of touch, you still haven't answered my question. What would it take for you to pull that plug and stop supporting them? Because you're the only one propping them up right now. An election could be called tomorrow if you say no to this budget.
Because I'm trying to get things done for people.
So there is no, there's no plug.
My goal isn't to say, okay, arbitrarily we want to force an election for no reason. My goal is if we can fight to get something done that makes people's lives better, if we can force to use the power of government to give people dental care, to get kids meals in school, to make sure someone who's struggling with diabetes gets free medication. That's my goal.
There are dentists right now that are looking at that program saying it's out of whack. The amount of money that you would give back, that's not in line with how much is being charged.
What's out of whack?
Some dentists say they're not going to carry on with this program because they say that it's the numbers are off.
The vast majority of dentists are going to absolutely accept this program. The program is very solid, and we're going to continue to fight to make sure that it works. We already know of significant numbers of people that are going to use this program. They're going to jump to it. I've met with experts that say this is great. Most dental care programs by provinces cover a fraction of what the costs are. The program that I fought for is going to cover 80 to 90%. It's very robust, very strong. People are going to get their dental care needs met.
Okay, I'm going to admit this. We're speaking with Jagmeet Singh, the NDP leader. I feel a little bit dirty doing this to you, but I got to do it because we talked about it last week. National Post reported that you are Canada's most expensive MP. Your office expensed $533,000 plus compared to Pierre Poilievre's at $143,000 in the same time period. Why is your office budget so expensive?
Well, you know what? It's a very interesting point. The same article points out that Pierre Poilievre's leader's office actually far exceeds the amount that the difference between our MP offices. So that exact same article, if you read just a bit further down, it's a National Post article, it posts the exact cost of Pierre Poilievre's office. In the last 3 months, it cost taxpayers $1.1 million to pay Poilievre's expenses as a leader of the official opposition, and another $35,463 to pay the upkeep of Stornoway. So we're talking just in the last 3 months of 2023, Pierre Poilievre cost $1.1 million in expenses just in 3 months. So he far exceeds, if you look at the total cost of what he's costing Canadians, far, far exceeds anything that I can even remotely consider in terms of my member's office as well as the leader's office. He far exceeds it.
Okay, so
that's the reality of that article, that Pierre Poilievre, we should be looking at why Pierre Poilievre.
You're just getting him elected because you keep saying his name over and over again, Jagmeet.
Look at how much he's wasting.
Yeah, but you know, like I'm your mom and I'm telling you fair isn't always even. I want to go to this 533. Why does it cost so much to run your office?
Why did it cost Pierre Poilievre in 3 months $1.1 million to run his leader's office? That's way more. That's far more. That's $500,000 a
year.
Why don't
you want to answer the question?
In 3 months, $1.1 million. Like, it's wild, the difference. I mean, that article actually points that out. So it's an interesting article because reading it on a bit further, you find that Pierre Poilievre is costing Canadians a lot more. He's not worth the cost. His Stornoway upkeep just alone is $35,000. I don't know what he's doing in there. He's living in a taxpayer-funded house. He's jacking, ripping off Canadians by telling them he's going to make things better, but he's voting against a school lunch program. He's voting against dental care, even though he's had dental care his whole adult life paid for by taxpayers. But
most people have a dental plan, though, with work.
9 million Canadians don't. That's almost a fourth of Canadians.
I got to leave it at that, Jagmeet. Listen, we're going to go back and forth and back and forth. But thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. And I'm guessing we're in for a Trudeau government until the election is called in October.
New Democrats are going to keep on fighting for people, and you'll see the results.
All right. Thank you. Jagmeet Singh, NDP leader. Do we need it? Yeah, the phones are going off the hook. All right. Thank you very much for all of the texts at 416-870-6400, 1-888-225-TALK. I tried to get you some answers from Jagmeet Singh on pulling the plug. When would he do that? He has no intention of pulling the plug. He's doing victory laps already. But all of he's doing in amongst the victory laps is trying to throw Pierre Poilievre under the bus. Listen, the best thing you can do is hype yourself and not talk about your opponent. Because when you're talking about your opponent, people are going, who? And you know what? People already know who he is and what he's saying. He was on with Greg Brady this morning, Pierre Poilievre, leader of the Conservative Party, the official opposition. And I'll tell you, it made my blood boil, that conversation as well. because he sounded like he didn't want to be there. He sounded like he didn't need to be there. And he also spoke in jargon. And I'll tell you this, as a woman, one of the biggest turnoffs you can give us is don't be authentic. And when you talk in slogans that you've already pre-prepared, it drives us crazy. And we're 52% of the population. You need our vote. Gina in Thornhill.
Oh, hi there. So it only took me about 10 seconds of that conversation because I wasn't even in my car. And then I got into my car about 10 seconds. I want to say, thank Jagmeet for just ensuring that Pierre Poilievre gets my vote. What an absolute idiot. Is he running, like, what is he, a child? Like, so why is your budget so high? Or why is whatever? Well, why did Pierre's and why? He won't answer a straight question. This is also the same guy that walks around wearing a $100,000 watch and dressed in $3,000 suits from head to toe. He needs to step off and just stop embarrassing himself. So, but thank you, because he just ensured who gets my vote.
Well,
and pretty much everyone else I know.
And I appreciate it. Gina, thanks so much for tuning into the show. But I will say, good point about the suits and the watch. And he, if he's, you should be able to have nice things if you work for it, right? I mean, but if you're supposed to be the workers' party and you're not supporting workers, what's going on? Adam in Mississauga.
Yeah, I think Jagmeet Singh's delusional. I actually have no idea where he's getting this information that he thinks Canadians are happy with anything that he's done propping up the Liberal government. It's a joke. Like, the guy's got no idea what he's talking about. He's out of his mind. Like, he refuses to answer questions and just mumbles on about Pierre Poilievre. It makes no sense. The guy's out of his mind.
Appreciate the call. Let's move on to John and Pickering. John, it was quite a back and forth with Jagmeet Singh. Now, I don't normally cut off people unless they are just going back to the same speaking points, but it was hard not to.
Yeah, well, you know what? And what I would like to know is he's going to give the seniors dental. He's going to give the kids lunches. He's going to give diabetic people insulin. What's he going to give me? I'm the working guy. I own my house. I commute to work and everything. You know, I paid for my lunches for my kids when they were going to school, right? I paid all these taxes. All they're doing is raising taxes, raising fuel prices, raising everything, and giving money to everybody else. What are we getting out of it? The taxpayers, the middle class people. Thank you.
You're going to have to spend an extra 14 cents on gas tomorrow. That's what you're getting back. Because he would not talk about the carbon tax in a realistic way. Hey, Dan in Mississauga.
Hey, Jagmeet, I've got a message for you and Justin Trudeau. Take your dirty spoon out of my mouth and my kid's mouth. I can feed my kid. I can feed myself. I'd be able to do that a hell of a lot better if you guys, the government, weren't taking half or more than half of my paycheck each month. And anytime the government sticks their dirty fingers into things like these lunch programs and stuff, we don't need that. But government screws up everything they do. Government needs to go stay in their lane and go back to what they're supposed to do. Security, infrastructure, and foreign relations. That's it. Stop being a communist government.
All right. Very quickly, Melanie, you got 30 seconds. You were impressed by Jagmeet.
I was impressed. I grew up under a communist system. Believe me, I was very impressed with him. And I believe that this year I'm going to vote for the NDP due to the reason that we have health care as I am aging myself. I believe that he speaks the common language. And I can't believe the greed of the people that I'm listening. Could there be a little bit of prejudice because he happens to be of a different color than we are, white? I believe that that plays a role.
I think people reacting to the fact that he wouldn't answer any of the questions and kept going. But What about Pierre?
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.